Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahul azim. Respected and honored ulama'i kiram, respected and honorable elders and brothers in Islam, usually when a nikah takes place, a khutbah is recited, and in that khutbah three ayat are recited, and in that three ayat ittaqullah, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been repeated four times. In the one ayah twice, and then in the balance of the ayah it is repeated twice, so that is four times. This khutbah that is recited has originated from none other than our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba had stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this khutbah, which was known as khutbah hajah, for need and necessity. And as a matter of fact, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, it is not only recited at the time of a nikah, but at the time of important business transactions, the Shafis would recite this khutbah. But notwithstanding all of that, one of the ayat that are recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Unprecedented in the Quran, Allah ta'ala does not only tell us, O you who have brought iman, one of the requisites of your iman is to have the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the extent of the taqwa, that fulfill the right of the taqwa. Haqqa tuqatihi. Fulfill the right of the taqwa. What is the right of this taqwa? The month of Ramadan is at our doorstep. The last few Jumu'ahs, the theme was of preparation for the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is about building this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the right of taqwa? The great sahabi, Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, أَيُّ طَاعَ وَلَا يُعْصَى. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be obeyed, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never be disobeyed. In every aspect of our life, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he brought these verses in the khutbah of nikah, that the bride and bridegroom, as young or as old they may be, in every aspect of their lives, they may have fulfilled the ahkam, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, insofar as their salat, their zakat, and everything else is concerned, obedience to their parents, respect to their siblings, other family members. Now there is a reinforcement that there is another person that has come into their life, and now due consideration needs to be given to that person. But at the same time, there shouldn't be any laxity to the other members. A wife has come into the life of the husband. A husband has come into the life of the wife. But at the same time, there cannot be any negligence to the rights of the parents. There cannot be any negligence to the rights of the siblings and other family members. It's a very fine line that a person needs to draw. And our lives may be sacrificed for our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at that wisdom that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite this, bringing about the reminder now that there is an additional responsibility, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of fellow beings, all of that has to be brought and perfectly balanced. Now, on the one hand, the obedience of Allah ta'ala, the rights of others. When we look at the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one are the fara'is, the fard obligations, the wajibat, the sunnat muakkada, the ghair muakkada, and the nawafil, and we will all agree that if a person is vigilant with the fard, the wajibat, the sunnat muakkada, and a person is vigilant with the nafil, then we will understand that the fard also will be par excellent. And this is also applicable insofar as our rights to other beings also. That if we can do acts of kindness to other beings, then it stands to reason that we will be able to fulfill our obligations to them. And we find this message time and time again in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't merely fulfill obligations, but do over and above that. And this is what we call ihsan. So when we look into the hadith, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has delivered to us many messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards, that Allah ta'ala blesses a person when he showers acts of kindness to each and every person who is close or a person that is not so close to us. It often happens that outside our homes, we portray ourselves to be the best of individuals. And when it comes to those that are very close to us, unfortunately, sometimes we fail. So I will leave you with two very beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the most honored person in your eyes? Today we speak about honor, and sometimes honor can be a very fictitious thing. We speak about a president of what is assumed to be a superpower. Yesterday he could have been a president and today he is ridiculed. Yesterday he had all the power in his hands and today there's talks about him being impeached. When we speak about honor, then فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Honor, all of it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And this is what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asking. The real and genuine honor in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, okay, O Musa, true honor in my eyes belongs to that person who forgives others, yet he has the ability of avenging. A person can avenge, but he forgives. Allah give us all the tawfiq for that one. Second is a hadith of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he brings about 3 points from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person who is able to control his tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults and his secrets. Each one of us has faults. If only we can control our tongues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal our faults. Now it happens that we want to take those who are the closest to us to task. It happens that we want to lose our tempers with those that are side by side with us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person that restrains his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would withhold his punishment from that person. And the third, that person that seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive such an individual. If only we can learn to forgive our spouses, if only we can control our tongues with them, we can control our anger and continue to seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that honor. Allah ta'ala will conceal our faults in this world and tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold his punishment in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala grant me and all of us the tawfiq. And in this way, Allah ta'ala will bring muhabbat in our homes. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.